The sun is sinking in the west. The cattle go down to the stream. A red wing settles in her nest. It's time for a cowboy to dream.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Goat Locker Podcast with none other than the Goat.
And the Goat Lover.
Goat Lover. Or the Bearcat, however you want to do that.
You were a Goat Lover before you were Bearcat.
I was. I am.
You are.
Still very much.
Yes.
But yeah, Bearcat is
the
way.
Goat Locker.
Let's remember that name, Bearcat of Many Trades.
Oh, my gosh.
That's right.
That's a shameless plug right there is what that was, that's ladies right. And gentlemen.
Free for all 10 subscribers.
All right, so first up, as always, is a goat update. Thelma and Louise. So, you know, the big news, really there's no real big news, but they're losing their winter coat. Louise looks, like if you think, if you've seen the movie, Thelma and Louise, and you know Susan Sarandon was Louise, and Gina Davis was Thelma. And Gina Davis was kind of, she was a mess. And Susan Sarandon was the brains. She was groomed. She was lethal. And those two goats are exactly like Thelma and Louise in the movie.
Like those two in the movie.
Yeah. Louise is lethal. She's a bully. She's always butting Thelma, and it's hurtful. It hurts my feelings to watch it. I want to slam her onto the ground. But it is just the law of the jungle. That's how goats are. There's an alpha, and there's, you know, she's going to show her dominance.
That's right.
Yeah.
There's alphas and there's not.
And so I'm trying not to worry about that.
But Thelma holds her own. Every now and again when they get into a scrap, Thelma will rear way up in the air and come down on her.
Yeah, it's pretty funny to watch.
Big Hulk Hogan move. Yeah. She tries.
She tries, for sure.
She is, though, the bully of the cats. Thelma will absolutely bully the cats. She wants some of them cats.
Uh-huh, she does. And to watch Natasha. So Boris will move his ass pretty quick. But Natasha, she will turn her back on him. It's like she does it purposefully. She's turning her back. She is not concerned at all. She don't care about nobody.
No, she knows she's faster.
Yeah, she is.
Way faster. Well, they seem to be doing fine.
They are fine.
They're living their best lives here at Summer Oaks.
Mm-hmm.
Any news on the pageant?
Why, yes. As a matter of fact, there is, Goat Lover. So we were talking about, Barry said, we've got to figure out, you know, a little bit more of the specifics, what some of the details are going to be. So, and it just came to me. So one of the classes, it's going to be a beauty pageant. There's going to be a parade, there's going to be a beauty pageant, and then there'll be something else that's silly. I mean, all of it's pretty silly, but there'll be a lot of silliness. But the beauty part is going to be natural beauty. It's going to be a natural beauty pageant. So if you're bringing your goats, if you're
entering, no steroids, no performance-enhancing drugs.
No.
It's all natural.
No, what is it, no facelifts?
No Botox?
No Botox.
All natural, okay.
All natural. So if you enter your goat or goats in the beauty pageant, during that part of the event, then you will bring your goats in. This is how I'm seeing it in my head right now. It could change. You'll bring your goats in and you'll tell us, you'll tell the judges, whoever those might be, what is the most beautiful part of your goats? What highlight, what do you think is beauty? What is their beauty? Is it their coat? Is it their goatee? Is it their horns? Their lack of horns? You know, what is it that you think's beautiful about your goats? And so, there you go. So you can start working on that right now. Start writing down.
I'll leave that to you.
I'm all talking the about things. All the people that are going to be entering their goats.
Have you had a lot of calls yet?
A lot of calls. Shut up.
It's fixing to be a sign out on High Point Road this fall. Go
coming
beauty pageant.
Soon.
Coming soon. First annual.
Uh-huh.
All right. You're going to take care of the write-ups for both Thelma and Louise, correct?
Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah, okay.
I know them better than anybody else.
Yeah, for sure. Do you want to have just a quick update on the potential of breeding said goats?
Yes, I especially want to have some goat babies this fall. And I don't know any particulars yet. And I haven't decided yet if I want to breed both of them or just one, because they're probably going to have twins. They're very likely to have twins.
High probability.
A high probability of twins or more, even. So, and, you know, I think that Louise would make the better mama. I don't know. It's a lot to think of, and it makes me very nervous to think about birthing some goat babies and all the stress that'll go with that. But at this point, I think, yes, we will have goat babies in the fall. And so what would work out really well, because they have a 5-month gestation, is to let them have them bred while we're in Spain in May, and then they'd be due in October. So that'd be perfect. We'd have babies for the goat beauty pageant.
Potentially.
Maybe multiple babies. Maybe 4 or 5.
Well, let's not get carried away. But we did. It is on the horizon that there's a chance that these goats may go into production.
Go into production.
So.
Okay.
All right.
That's good news. It's happy news.
Sounds like the girls are doing just fine. So.
They are.
Lots of good things to look forward to in the future.
Berries, tell us about the highlight of your morning. When you're finished working out and you come sit back here at the table in the shop.
Yes, and this morning was really a good one. As usually, chores are happening on the farm between 7:30 and 8 o'clock, and I'm usually working. My workout is just complete, so I'll come back and do some paperwork on my workouts and all that kind of deal, and I get to watch. I have a front row seat to the parade from the barn to the pasture, and some mornings it's very comical. Most mornings it's comical. This morning was a good one.
It's chaos.
Most mornings it's chaos. This morning was pretty, it was a combination of chaos and comic. But trying to run them on a halter, because if you don't, they're going to get distracted. They're going to go off somewhere else. And so then they're crisscrossing. They wanted to fight each other this morning while they're on the halter. So
it was pretty funny.
It was pretty funny. So it is.
I always get to see Barry laugh through the window when he's watching.
It is
watching
fun.
Watching me go by.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Without a doubt. The things I missed when I was at work.
So much. You didn't even know it.
So, let's talk about the Camino.
Let's talk about the Camino.
We're 2 months into the 4-month training plan. How's it going?
It's going good. Yeah, I was telling Barry this morning that I feel the healthiest. I am the healthiest I've ever been, you know, and I'm 60. And that says a lot, really, because, so I told him about this, too. So when I was young, I was very skinny. I was naturally skinny. I could not gain weight. I tried to gain weight. And I was a smoker. So I lived off of cigarettes, Marlboro Lights, and Big Macs, and Pepsi. High test, full on, you know, all the sugar. And, you know, I didn't start gaining weight till I quit smoking. 10 years ago, and that was a game changer. I guess the whole hormonal menopause and quitting smoking was a killer combination.
Multiplying factors.
Yes, exactly. But the training is going awesome. So
yeah, so February was a good month. We had long hikes. We're up to 7 miles. We've done a few 7-milers now. That's going well. You're feeling good through those now.
Mm-hmm. And our weeks were 18 to 20, is that
yeah,
right?
15 to 18, I think, is what 15, February 18, was.
Yeah.
And we've pretty much hit that. I think last week we wrapped up with kind of 18 to 20 miles for the week. So it's going well.
It's
looking
big.
Forward to it. We're halfway. We've got the month of March, which will be long hikes, 8, 9, and 10 milers kind of deal. And then April we get into 10, 12 mile, which will be in the vicinity of what we'll be doing on the Camino on a given day, is somewhere in that 10 to 14 miles on a given day.
Yep.
So we're getting close.
Who'd have thunk it?
It's going good. The one thing that's been really awesome too is in our long hikes, mm-hmm. We've done those together. So a lot of our training hikes on an ordinary day, I'll run at my pace, or I'll hike at my pace with my weights, my load, and then she'll do the same, so that we're not
side by side.
Not side by side, but we're both trying to maximize our own benefit. Mm-hmm. But on the long hikes, we're doing that together, and that's, you know, we're side by side on that, shoulder to shoulder, if you will, and it's been awesome. It's a great reminder of our time being together, shoulder to shoulder. And really, that started for us in Kansas City, mm-hmm. when we really started walking together, shoulder to shoulder.
And where did we hear that shoulder to shoulder thing?
I don't remember, but it was pretty powerful. And it is. It's we're reminded each and every time about, you know, the conversations we get into and the things we talk about. And really, man, if you've got something you want to talk through, or just express, you know, happiness about something or whatever, man, there's just no better way to do it than getting on a trail and being shoulder to shoulder and just talking through that. It's just so much more productive than sitting at a table or a desk looking at one another. And we just had some good chats. But the week before, we were on our 7-miler and we got into the whole tobacco thing. And, you know, what you just mentioned, you know, about, you know, we each gained weight when we left that behind. But we left tobacco behind several years ago for each of us, 10 and 17 respective.
Yep.
And
my 10 years, I was the first one. I figured up how much money I had spent, or I had saved in 10 years. And it was $34,000.
Roughly $34,000.
That's using like $6 a pack?
Yep.
I think, yeah.
That was a
pack and a half a day. So, and then Barry quit dipping 17 years ago. And how much money have you saved?
It was over $70,000.
So we've saved $100,000.
Combined
by quitting, making one of the best decisions I've ever made in my life for myself. Hmm. And I know Barry believes the same thing. It is life-changing, not just monetarily. It's life-changing. There's a freedom that we both have.
Yeah, it's the power of that cumulative benefit, right? So financially, we've benefited. Health-wise, it's just not even possible for us to understand the benefits from a health perspective. Certainly from a heart disease or other things, it's just been impactful. And then just the freedom, to your point, right? We're not tied to that, trying to figure out when we got to go buy it, got to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning to go buy it, got to go
where
out at
10
o'clock
it.
At night to go buy it, where you're going to do it on a long trip. Mm-hmm. Man. It is an amazing feeling.
Yeah, it is.
So glad we did that.
Me too.
But it makes the training that much better, and so we've enjoyed our hikes, our long hikes. Looking forward to it. This week we've got a 7-miler again.
We're going eight miler.
We go to 8 miles this week, and then we start incorporating some weight for Vic on this as well. She's been doing a little bit with her pack, and so she'll have a little bit more weight this as we go into March, and. Yeah, so we'll keep you posted. We're getting excited. We saw some friends of ours that are hiking the Camino basically the same time as us. They're going the Portugal route. We got to see them on a trail the other day. So they're neighbors here. They live in Jamestown, but we got to see them on a trail last week, and we're just
geek
excited.
Out about, you know, shoes and
packs and weight and all the goofy stuff. But we had a good time, and we're happy for them as well. I know they're looking forward to getting into Portugal and making that happen. So more to come on that, but the month of May is approaching quickly, and that'll be a big month for us. So, Golden Goat Spotlight.
Yep.
I think this is something you want to do a little bit more regularly, if not every episode, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I thought maybe, actually, I've got a new friend that lives over in Fuquay, Varina. And he's, we ended up doing a vehicle transaction, and just an amazing individual. There's just no question about it. But we explained to him a little bit about the Golden Goat. And I thought for some, it's a refresh. For others, it might be an introduction. But I mean, the history is ultimately, you know, Vic came up with this idea back in 2015, early 16, and started the the Golden Goat Award process in the fall of 2016. So we're approaching 8 years of this program.
9 years.
9 years, I'm sorry. That's, holy cow, who's doing the math on that?
That would be me.
8.5 years going on 9 years. And when we first started that, every conversation we ever had about this recognition program kept anchoring back into what we'd experienced in the military. And in the military, if you do something noteworthy, whether that's a temporary assignment, whether that's during your full assignment, whether that's, you know, a very specific act all the way to just, you know, over time, there's lots of different recognition that happens, from letters of appreciation all the way to ribbons and medals and awards. And it's very ceremonial. And the ceremonial component of it was always an important part, because it was sharing the good news with the rest of those folks, kind of being able to see somebody being recognized for their good deeds or their acts of bravery or whatever that case may be. In front of their peers, you know, in front of a big group. And it's powerful. It's powerful to be the recipient of that. It's powerful to watch that occur and to inspire you to maybe achieve that for yourself one day. And we were both fortunate to be recognized through the military. And so we understood that and the power of recognition. And really, the first time we ever did it, it was very ceremonial. It was, I remember writing up, "To all shall see these presents, greetings, know ye that reposing special trust and confidence in."
Oh, quit showing off.
Love that.
I do too.
But it was a big pomp and circumstance kind of deal, and it was presented with the GOAT, an actual trophy type deal, and photos, and we've kind of moved to more of a easy and simple process. There's still a great card with recognition to it. It's something we can carry around. It's not, you know, as ceremonial as the first ones we did, but it's just as important, and we find it to be important to have it where it's quick and easy and can hand somebody something for that.
But there's also the trophy that we can be more ceremonial.
Absolutely.
With.
And you've done that here, you know, you've done
Tucker's
a few over the last few.
Last one.
Yep.
Yeah. And I think the way it morphed was, at the beginning I thought it was really important for an awardee to get their picture taken and published on social media or something, that would be something they could show people. But most people aren't going to do that. The most important thing is just the recognition. And even if you don't have a Golden Goat card, you know, if you're talking to somebody or interacting with somebody somewhere and they do something that's awesome, then the important thing is to tell them. The important thing is to recognize them. So the Golden Goat cards make it easy for us to do that and to elevate it, so that it's a little bit more than just saying thank you. Thank you is awesome, but it's just an elevated thank you.
For sure. It's been good. So I think that you had mentioned something about just being intentional about this on our podcast, of sharing those and, you know, and the energy that comes from these, right?
Mm-hmm.
And who did you want to talk about this week?
Oh, so the Golden Goat Spotlight this week will be on Forsyth Senior Estates. So we have been working together and trying to find a place for my uncle. He needed skilled care.
Assistance.
And if anybody else has been on that journey with anybody, they know how hard it is. It can be a real mess, and it's not easy. It's not, there's nothing easy about it. And so we found this place. They just opened up, and they were a godsend. It was like they were an answered prayer, and they kind of welcomed us in. They made it easy to get in. They took really good care of him, and they made it just effortless for us to talk to them and find out how things were going and how we could help. And shout out to Forsyth Senior Estates. That's some
Well they understood the dilemma that we were in. It's not uncommon for them. They know the journey, so they're educated in that. The minute we reached out to them, they received us with open arms and demonstrated to us you know, their actual care. They're in this because they care about people and they want to care for others, and that's very obvious. And so it was a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And they do a fantastic, their entire staff, they've done a really nice job, and we're rooting for them because they're an emerging business,
yeah.
An emerging service, and they're doing good work, and we're happy that we've got to know them and very supportive of them. So
yeah.
Well done to the staff and the team at Forsyth
yeah.
Senior Estates.
Absolutely.
I did work out a deal that, you know, through all this effort that we've been doing with Leon, that I've got, you know, some access to longer term care for Vic. We think that's coming in the just a not so distant future, right?
After the Camino, after the beauty pageant.
I mean, given the age gap between the two of us, it's something I've got to be prepared for. So, anyhow.
Lord help us.
Great work on the Golden Goat, Vicki Dawn.
Thank you. Appreciate
that's
it.
It's been a and great program.
I look forward to it growing some, or just, yeah, growing into this podcast, being able to
recognize that.
Some people and encourage the hell out of them.
Absolutely. Be intentional about it.
Yes.
Be intentional. Well, 4 years. This week we just crossed the threshold of 4 years. It was a big milestone.
4 years on the farm. 4 years back.
4 years at the farm, Summer Oaks.
Yep. So my brother passed away March 1st, 2021, and that was what brought us here. February is his birth month. February 26th would have been his 57th birthday.
We had, you know, and on that day this year, we had some phenomenal pintos, phenomenal, which are actually pintos that he had stored,
mm-hmm.
vacuum sealed and stored. We have, if anybody on this podcast needs some pintos, we have a surplus.
We do. We have quite a few 7 or 8 pound bags that have been vacuum sealed, and they will live on many years in the future.
But they were fantastic.
But they were really good. Yeah,
did a really good
Barry
job.
Barry made some cornbread. He made 2 different kinds of cornbread. He made the good kind and he made the sweet kind.
Yep, for
and
all.
And he did good for both.
My first endeavor on cornbread, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it was a great night.
Yeah, we just had we kept it just small. We just wanted a couple of family members over and just enjoy each other's company. And it was nice. It was a very good evening that we were able to enjoy.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's, for me, you know, each February has been really hard because, you know, I knew it was the month before he died, and I knew that he was sad. He was struggling, and just thinking about that was hard. But this was the first year that I really felt like, you know, I just remembered him in February and thought about him on his birthday in a good way. So that was kind of a turning point for me, and I was glad for that, for sure.
Absolutely. He will always be missed. And the journey on this has not been easy. There's a special group of friends that we have that were very close to Mike. We've had the opportunity to stay in touch with some of his closest friends, treasures for ourselves, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that all of us are kind of going through this journey together, but also individually. And, you know, time does ease some of that stuff. There's no doubt about that. But I also think that the support from one another has been helpful as well.
Mm-hmm. I have.
It's been really helpful. But he will be missed. And,
absolutely, and his music's played at the beginning and the end of this podcast every time.
Yep.
And we've been kind of stuck on My Rifle, My Pony and Me, because it's the first song that I heard him sing when he taught himself how to sing and play the guitar in his 30s. This was one of the first ones he sang, first ones he recorded. And you can also hear Mom sing in harmony.
Yep. That'll be at the end of this one. Yep.
Yeah. And in case you didn't know it, but he sings it better than Dean Martin did on Rio Bravo.
That's awesome. We'll share some others in future episodes as well. There's some really good ones. A lot of covering of others, but there's some unique songs out there. And one about Little Cedar that we'll have to share sometime.
Well, I think I've shared that once before, but you'll have to share all of it. But that's one he wrote about.
He wrote it.
Yeah. A little store up the road.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the one thing that I'll say on this piece for sure is this, and I reflect on that first week in March in 2021 and just all that it was, the difficulty of it for sure, but his service here at this farm was unlike anything I'd seen in my life. And there were a few hundred people that came out. And one of the things that I realized that day and the breadth of it was the impact that he had had on so many people. The stories that were told that we didn't know about, a lot of people didn't know about. It was huge. And I really hope that he knows that fully today. I hope that he was able to hear that and to understand that and to feel that. And we do. We often tell these incredible stories in remembrance of people. Mm-hmm. But I would say take the time today, be it this week, soon, whatever, to tell somebody you care about how impactful they are to you or others. Let them know it today.
Recognize them.
Recognize them. There's a lot that goes into that. Yeah. How about that? But he will be missed. He was a tremendous impact on so many. And
he was beloved.
And
good old Mike Daniel.
Absolutely. Well, as we wrap up, earlier this week we had the distinct pleasure of going to see somebody special in concert. And it was just an absolute gem of a show. If you ever have the opportunity to see Marty Stewart and his fabulous superlatives, give it a go. We got to see them at the Ramcat. We got to see them, when was it in Minnesota?
2018 or 2019.
Yeah. In the dead of winter at a theater in Minnesota with some good friends of ours. We had a great night and it was
Lisa
a great
George.
Show. Lisa and George we got to see him again here this week and got to see him with some friends of ours here. And he did a fantastic job, as always.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Anything on the parting shot there, Goat?
I got no parting shots.
No parting shots. Well, we sure appreciate you guys. This is the back end of My Rifle, My Pony, and Me from none other than
Mike Daniel Caudle.
There you go, Mike Daniel Caudle.
See y'all.
See ya.
Purple light in the canyon, that is where I long to be with my three good companions, just my rifle, pony, and me. Gonna hang my sombrero on the limb of a tree, coming home, sweetheart darling, just my rifle, pony, and me. Whippoorwill in the willow sings a sweet melody, riding to,
riding to
Amarillo,
Amarillo,
just my rifle, pony.